what you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling. They always call it kindling.
I see. What about the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers?
Lighter.
A big part?
Lighter.
I see. What do you call the place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Garment hanger.
Garment hanger?
Yeah. I see.
What do you call the overlapping
horizontal? Right.
What do you call?
They don't call that a garment hanger. They call that a hall tree.
I see.
Hall tree.
Who is they? You mean?
Back in my time, they call that a hall tree. One sitting right in there now. Hall tree.
I see.
That's hall tree.
I see. Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? Boards going this way that lap over each other.
Shingles.
I see. What about the covered area in the front or side of a house where some chairs may be placed?
Veranda, that's what they call it.
You call it anything different if it
porch
doesn't?
Porch or veranda.
Yeah. You call it anything if it doesn't have a roof over it?
They never did have nothing like that thing.
I see. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before you milk them?
They always call it the barnyard.
I see. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Wall, they call it wall.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and used in carrying water or milk?
You call it a bucket.
Do you call it anything different when it's made of metal?
Probably churn.
When it's made of metal?
When it's made of metal. Milk bucket.
I see. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on a stove?
Skillet.
I see. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where water comes out of? The thing where you turn water on and off.
I think water pipe. That's what they call it. Water pipe.
What do you call it? Call the same thing if it's in a barrel. You turn on the barrel with it.
They still call that the water pipe.
And you call it anything different if it's outside?
That's what they call it all the time. We don't call it that, but they call it a water pipe.
What do you call it?
I call it faucet.
Mm-hmm. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home in?
They call it sack.
I see. What do you call the large bag made of cloth, like say 100 pounds of potatoes will come in a bag?
Croaker sack.
Beg your pardon?
Croaker sack.
I see. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you blow on it?
Call it a harp.
And the musical instrument you put in your teeth and you pluck it?
That's a
juice harp.
Yeah, juice harp.
I see. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's a long board and kids sit on both ends of it and it?
Seesaw.
Beg your pardon?
Seesaw.
I see. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round.
We call it a flying jenny.
I see. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Flat piece of stone that you
used to sharpen a knife on.
Wet rock.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Wet rock costs one million
and a half.